This is Governor John Baldacci. Great leaders throughout the ages, from Aristotle to Napoleon and George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, have given credit where it's most deserved, to our mothers. Washington said, "All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." Lincoln echoed that same sentiment and said, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have followed me. They have clung to me all my life." For almost 100 years, the second Sunday of May has been designated Mother's Day in the United States. It's fitting that this year it also coincides with graduation for 6 of the 7 University of Maine campuses. Speaking as a parent, I can think of few gifts that will make me as proud as when my son graduates from college. But I also know, as someone who returned to college as a non-traditional student to earn my degree, most of us share credit for graduation with our parents. I couldn't have done it without the support and prodding of my mother and father, and I believe most of the students graduating today would say the same thing. Every day, mothers across this state and nation go to work trying to make life better for their children and for their neighbors. They are the bedrock of our families and our communities and give of themselves in ways great and small. They've earned our love and respect every day of the year, but it's fitting that we put aside one special Sunday to loudly say thank you for all that you do. There is no card worthy of the work and respect that I have for mothers, other than to be able to say, as governor of the state of Maine, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. Thank you for what you're doing for our families and our community, our state, and our nation. Without you, nothing else is possible. The world recognized Mother's Day back in 1910 as Mother's Friendship Day in West Virginia. But since that time, those old limitations no longer apply. Women now serve in ways once reserved just for men. For little girls growing up today, every dream is within reach. And at the same time, none of that changes that special bond between mother and child. When I think of my own mother, I remember her strength and determination and absolute commitment to her family and especially her 8 children. She taught me and my 7 brothers and sisters the importance of family and community. She showed us how to stand up for what we believe and to face adversity without complaint. She'd often remind me when I was serving as a congressman, she'd say, "John, don't complain about it. You ran for it." At the same time, when support and shouldering of responsibilities was necessary, she was the first one to make sure that I didn't stand alone. So every child deserves the blessing of a loving mother. It is the foundation for so much of what we become as we grow older. We know without a doubt that children with involved parents will do better in school, and we know that the stability of home translates into stability away from home. For many children, difficult family lives leave them exposed to a harsh and dangerous world. Luckily, we have loving and committed foster families who will willingly open their lives to help children in need. This weekend, I want to say congratulations to all the mother's sons and all the mother's daughters who are graduating from college. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to the women who helped make it possible. You deserve our love and gratitude and respect all year. Thank you, and especially to the First Lady. Thank you, and have a great Mother's Day.